Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Up, but not by much. That was the gist of the UK Ag Economic Outlook News Conference at Farm Bureau's recent annual meeting. 2014 ag cash receipts are expected to reach $6 billion for this year, up from 2013's $5.7 billion. UK ag economist Will Snell.
Well, on a cash receipt basis, we are still projecting higher receipts, and a lot of it's just due to the fact that we had a lot of higher priced 2013 corn sold after the first of the year, so that's kind of artificially boosting our cash receipt numbers that we're forecasting will be up in the neighborhood of 5%.
Crop receipts for 2014 are expected to wind up 2% higher, with a 15% increase expected in beef, poultry, dairy, and hog prices.
The big concern out there is what happens in 2015. Obviously, lower grain prices and loss of tobacco buyout payments will probably cut into our net income in 2015. But, you know, Mike, we've had a good run here, and in agriculture goes through cycles. The livestock sector continues to look very favorable. So one of the things we tried to point out this morning is the diversity of Kentucky agriculture is certainly going to benefit us as we move forward here with this outlook.
To that point on Kentucky's ag diversity, while we're expected to be up for 2014 5% in farm cash receipts, the U.S. figure is expected to be down by 1%. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families. Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The farm sector, says UK ag economist Will Snell, was not surprised at the projections for only a modest increase in cash farm receipts for 2014 or for downward pressure on 2015. And he noted farmers are realistic about another element on the farm economy scene.
Well, interest rates, one of those things, probably only one direction for them to go. We've had a very good period in agriculture with relatively low interest rates, kept the rate of inflation low, and been a situation where it's been able to allow producers to buy equipment as well as to purchase land at very low cost of money. But the issue is, as the economy begins to improve, then the Federal Reserve will probably start tightening the money supply and rates will go up. I think the outlook is for them not to shoot up very quickly, but there will be some upward pressure on interest rates. And that will have a tendency, along with declining crop values, to kind of put a lid on this growth in land prices. So that's an issue we're certainly watching as we move forward.
A review on the Ag Economic Outlook. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.